Listening Library presents I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter by Erica L. Sanchez. Read for you by Kyla Garcia. Chapter 1. What surprised me most about seeing my sister dead is the lingering smirk on her face. Her pale lips are turned up ever so slightly, and someone has filled in her patchy eyebrows with a black pencil. The top half of her face is angry, like she's ready to stab someone, and the bottom half is almost smug. This is not the Olga I knew. Olga was as meek and fragile as a baby bird. I wanted her to wear the pretty purple dress that didn't hide her body like all of her other outfits, but Ama chose the bright yellow one with the pink flowers I've always hated. It was so unstylish, so classically Olga. It made her either 4 or 80 years old. I could never decide which. Her hair is just as bad as the dress. Tight, crunchy curls that remind me of a rich lady's poodle. How cruel to let her look like that. The bruises and gashes on her cheeks are masked with thick coats of cheap foundation, making her face haggard, even though she was only 22. Don't they pump your body full of strange chemicals to prevent your skin from stretching and puckering, to keep your face from resembling a rubber mask? Where did they find this mortician, the flea market? My poor older sister had a special talent for making herself less attractive. She was skinny and had an okay body, but she always managed to make it look like a sack of potatoes. Her face was pale and plain. Never a single drop of makeup.